SBS Radio.
Hinaharap ng mga general practitioners ang lahat ng pasyente tungkol sa maraming isyu ng kalusugan mula sa sakit sa isipan hanggang matagalang sakit at para sa regular na pagsusuri sa kalusugan. Ang pagtungo sa doktor ay nangangailangan ng maagang appointment kahit na ito ay madalian, subalit kung nasa delikadong sitwasyon, maaaring magtungo agad sa GP nang walang appointment. Ipinaliwanag ni Dr. Tony Bartone, pangalawang pangulo ng Australian Medical Association at isang GP, kung paano ang sistemang ito.
You can see a doctor without a Medicare card. However, you will be expected to complete a private form or a private account for that treatment. If you do have a Medicare card, the Medicare card will cover a certain amount of the fee.
Sa kabila nito, hindi lahat ng serbisyo ng GP ay sakop ng Medicare.
Essentially, any normal presentation to a general practitioner is covered by Medicare's rebates. Sometimes, some services are not. Services which do not fall within a health service definition. So, a lot of preventative screening and a lot of other cosmetic procedures, for example, do not fall under the coverage of Medicare rebate schedule.
May ilang doktor ang tumatanggap ng benepisyo mula sa Medicare bilang buong kabayaran sa kanilang serbisyo.
Where you don't have a Medicare card, you will always be expected to pay private fee for service. If you do have a Medicare card and there's a Medicare rebatable service, there is a rebate to the patient for that service of a certain amount. Now, in certain circumstances, the doctor accepts that amount as full recompense for their services, and that's called bulk billing. But the majority of private consultations usually involve raising an account, paying that account, and then claiming the Medicare rebate back from the Medicare office.
Tinatanggap ng mga GP ang kanilang pasyente para sa maraming issue sa kalusugan mula sa pagbubuntis, impeksyon, health screening, pangmatagalang sakit hanggang sakit sa isip at karahasan sa tahanan. Inililipat din ng GP ang mga pasyente sa mga espesyalista para sa karagdagang paggagamot.
You can see a specialist in Australia without seeing a GP, but Medicare rebate for such services is extremely reduced. In a normal state of practice, you would see a GP for a particular problem, which after a course of investigations and treatment and history and examination, of course, you would then combine with the doctor would make that referral to see a specialist.
Maaring pumili ang mga pasyente ng gusto nilang GP o humiling na isang babaeng GP ang gumamot sa kanila. Sinabi ni Dr. Bartone na isa pang dahilan ng pagdalaw sa GP ay para sa ordinaryong pagsusuri sa kalusugan.
Maybe check for diabetes, for a blood sugar. Maybe check for cholesterol. Certainly a blood pressure check. Certainly a weight check. Certainly a discussion around exercise and diet and lifestyle. Work and life balance. These are the things that you would ask. Now, as we proceed to perhaps the more elderly members of our community, we will focus more particularly on ensuring that we're picking up the first signs of any blood pressure problems, any renal problems or heart problems, any musculoskeletal problems such as arthritis.
Sinabi ni Dr. Bartone ng AMA na karamihan sa mga klinika ay may sariling oras ng konsulta kung kailangan ng mga pasyenteng makausap ang GP sa labas ng ordinaryong oras ng konsulta.
There are after hours locum services that sometimes are contracted by clinics. So these are larger services which cover many, many practices overnight or on after hours on weekends or public holidays. Some practices do their own after hours and they'll have their own arrangements. So you would be that the phone is diverted to an answering service or diverted to the doctor on call when the clinic is shut. However, each clinic will offer some form or some alternative option to after hours coverage when they are closed.
Maaari ding tumawag ang mga pasyente pagkalipas ng oras ng konsulta sa libreng 24 na oras na serbisyo ng National Health Direct Line para sa payong medikal.
These are all other services provided by the various governments, both federal and state in the country. They provide a backbone backup service for those who cannot access after-hours care through their normal general practice or may not have a general practice and may not have previously seen a general practitioner.
Sa isang medical emergency, ang mga pasyente sa karamihan ng estado maliban sa Queensland at Tasmania ay kailangang magbayad para sa serbisyo ng ambulansya kung hindi sila sakop ng private health insurance. Sinabi ni Dr. Bartone na ang pagbilin ng subscription para sa ambulansya sa inyong estado ay isang magandang ideya.
The ambulance service is not free, but membership of the service for a yearly amount, a very nominal yearly amount, will ensure that there is no charge for that service where appropriate. It's very hard for patients to decide sometimes whether it is or it isn't an emergency, and so dialing the ambulance after hours, if you're in any doubt whether it's an emergency and you can't get onto your GP, will often give you an over-the-phone triage response as to whether an ambulance is required as an emergency to take you to the hospital.
Nagbibigay din ang Medicare ng libreng alaga para sa isang pasyente sa public hospital. Sakop din ito ang 75% ng bayad sa serbisyo sa isang pribadong hospital, maliban sa bayad sa kwarto at mga gamot na ginagamit at bayad sa silid ng operasyon.
If you have a Medicare card and you attend an emergency department of a public hospital, there is no cost other than perhaps some incidental charges for ancillary equipment or medications. But essentially, the service to the emergency department is covered by your Medicare card.
Idinagdag ni Dr. Bartone na ang libreng pagsasali ng lengguahe at interpreting service sa telepono ay maaari ding matanggap ng mga taong may ganitong pangangailangan.
Takes a bit of pre-planning and sometimes, especially if it's a language that one of the more routinely popular ones, you do need to organize and book that interpreter's service in parallel with your consultation to ensure that you have access.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.